Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, upon thy holy name we call with joy and thanksgiving as we gather in this place to worship thee today. We rejoice in the grace which has come to us in Christ Jesus. We give thanks to thee for the presence of thy Holy Spirit. And we pray that our lives today may be pleasing in thy sight. In Jesus' name. One of the issues which confronts us as Christians in our society is the attitude which we should have towards holy days or holidays. Some Christians hostilely reject holy days as having religious meaning in our society. Other Christians naively accept all holy days as religiously meaningful to everyone in our society. Then there's a third alternative which some Christians adopt, namely a creative reinterpretation of the meaning of a particular holy day or holiday. I believe this is the attitude which Jesus displayed and his attitude towards the Jewish holy days. You will remember that he celebrated the feast of the Passover, but he reinterpreted this in terms of his ministry and his passion, and we know it as the Last Supper. Perhaps it is appropriate for us to think this morning in this worship service about our attitude towards Thanksgiving Day. Surely, our interpretation of this day should be more comprehensive than that which is associated with our American heritage, with the conquering of nature and the killing of the Indians, with having enough to eat and enough to wear. Perhaps our approach to Thanksgiving should be more specific than the wonderful utterances of praise by the psalmist. Indeed, our approach to Thanksgiving should be interpreted, in my opinion, according to the revelation of God in Jesus as the Christ. The primitive church, I think, gives us a model for Christian thanksgiving or gratitude in a passage of scripture which occurs twice in the New Testament, perhaps from the Q document. In the 10th chapter of the Gospel of Luke and in the 11th chapter of Matthew, we have this saying which is so precious and which, in my opinion, is an interpretation of the early church concerning Jesus' attitude towards God himself and his disciples. In that same hour, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I thank thee, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to babes. Yea, Father, for such was thy gracious will. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, or who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. According to the early church, Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit. The context of his rejoicing was the return of the 70 from the ministry to which he committed them. They preached the gospel of the impending kingdom of God. They healed the sick. They cast out demons. And the 70 returned with joy. Jesus rejoices with them. The work of God having been done by his disciples is the presupposition of our Lord's rejoicing and the context of his thanksgiving. According to the early church, those who do God's work are those who are capable of rejoicing and giving thanks. Thanksgiving is more than a mere reaction to what we have received from God and from one another. It is gratitude for the privilege of doing the work of God in our lives. In this passage of Scripture, Jesus gives thanks for the unique relationship which he sustains to the Father. And he also gives thanks for the privilege of doing the work of the Father in his life. As we approach this Thanksgiving season, the celebration will be joyful to the extent that we have made the most of our unique relationship to God through Jesus Christ, and to the extent that we have done the work of God in these months which have gone before us. Indeed, each one of us sustains a unique relationship to God in Christ. For each one of us, through the grace of God, has been made in the image of God through our parents and in this culture. And each one of us has been given a particular work to do. And if you and I have been aware of this unique relationship, and if we have been doing his work, then no one will have to urge us to be thankful during this season of the year. People who are unable to give thanks to God and to one another have a basic theological problem. They have fears and inhibitions which will not permit them to express gratitude. Jesus did not have this theological problem, not because he was divine, but because he was a human being who opened himself to the presence of God each day of his life. People who are incapable of giving thanks to God are people who are very miserable and people who are unable to share themselves with one another. Jesus, according to the early church, rejoiced in the Holy Spirit. And this word in the Greek language is a very strong word. He overflowed with gladness because the work of God was being done by the disciples of God in relationship to Jesus. The Master's joy should be the disciples' joy. Christianity is a religion of joy and thanksgiving. And indeed, if it is not a joyful religion, it is not worth a snap of one's fingers. It is a waste of time. And I think that perhaps we talk a great deal about victory in Christ and about joy in the Christian faith, and the world sees us as a defeated group of long-faced people who have no real exuberance about our Lord and the work which has been committed to us. This is reflected in our worship service. And unless there is some radical change in the way in which we worship God, then we will have a greater attrition in attendance and involvement. For worship is supposed to be a time in which people are free to express themselves emotionally. It is not out of order for a man or a woman to say amen or to shout when they are overflowing with gratitude for what God has done for them and for mankind. We rejoice in worldly success and academic accomplishments and economic success. And we express this emotionally, but how many of us become so happy about the God whom we worship and serve that we cannot contain ourselves and we express it with joy and with thanksgiving? Jesus, according to the early church, gives thanks to God the Father, the Lord of heaven and earth. The Lord on whom he is totally dependent, and the Lord, the Father, who is absolutely dependent. When one worships and serves a God of this sort, he has no reluctance to give thanks spontaneously, because he does not rationalize and say, well, this may be used against me, this may be interpreted or misinterpreted in a particular way. People who know God and depend on him are free to give expression to their spontaneous motivations and desires to express gratitude to God and to one another. It seems to me that one of the greatest untapped resources in the Christian community is this resource of mutual thanksgiving and upbuilding. Frequently, one word of encouragement and one expression of thanksgiving can do a man or a woman in a critical situation a great deal of good and give him or her strength to go for another week, another month, another year. And we need to be loosed from these inhibitions which we have so that we may thank one another in the name of God for the work in which we are engaged. Jesus thanks God the Father for the mode of revelation, that this revelation has not come through the scribes and Pharisees who rationalize, who are wise in the ways of the world and who are proud of it, but this revelation has come through the plain man, through the babe, so to speak, the average man who is naive and open, who can believe, who is humble. Revelation always comes in this mode, a mode of openness and humility, a condition of faith. And Jesus thanks God for this mode of revelation. This is a mode of revelation not only between God and man, but also between man and man. Christian thanksgiving, then, as interpreted by the early church, and you would expect me to say this since I am in the area of theology, Christian thanksgiving is Trinitarian in structure. The Son rejoices in the Holy Spirit and gives thanks to God the Father. The significance of this Thanksgiving season for me and for you will depend directly upon our faith in the God revealed in Jesus Christ in the presence of the Holy Spirit and the work which we have been doing in the praise of his glory during these months which have preceded this occasion. According to the early church, Jesus the Christ is the model of gratitude. I do not think we can improve upon this model. For he gave himself without reservation, and his whole life was an expression of thanksgiving to God for the privilege of being the means of redemption for mankind. Someone has said that before you can put Christ into Christmas, you must put God into thanksgiving. And certainly, there may be some truth in this. But we Christians would also qualify this by saying that we must be careful that the God we put into thanksgiving is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. May we pray. Suffer, O God, thy grace to be with us all of our days. And enable us to give thanks to thee in all of our ways. In the name of Jesus, thy Son and our Savior. Amen.